Welcome to the Love Like a Mama podcast. I'm your host, Lila Harrison King, and my purpose is to help moms in any season of motherhood connect through the shared experience of parenting. Down in the trenches can be a lonely place, and when I realized moms need community, I wrote a book of encouragement and am now expanding that community to this weekly podcast. Remember, Mama, there's not one right way to mother, only a loving way. Let's get started. On today's episode of the podcast, we have Carolyn from the Mom Babes, and I am so excited to talk with her today. To get started, I'm just going to turn the time over to her and let her do a brief introduction for us.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much for having, I say us, because I am only half of the Mom Babes. Hi, I'm Carolyn. My sister is the other half of the Mom Babes. Her name is Christina, but unfortunately she couldn't be with us today, but we are the Mom Babes. We are sisters. We are moms. We are, my gosh, authors and podcast hosts. We are a community for moms up here in Canada. I have to say that. I'm just thinking like, oh my gosh, where are we? But yeah, we live in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So it's a little ways from Texas, but gosh, we're a mom community for anybody, anywhere. So we are so happy to be here.
Thank you. And I'm happy to have you. I love the community that you and Christina have built. I also love that you did it together as sisters, because just from my personal experience, my sisters are my best friends. They're just built-in best friends and go through every season of life with me. So I love that it's sisters that started it, but then that it also, to me, just feels like a sisterhood for all women, you know? And so I love it, and I'm excited to talk to you about it today. So could you explain how and why this community began?
Oh my gosh, this is the best question. So my sister and I, we always imagined growing up that we would be moms. We knew we would hopefully one day have the amazing gift of being moms, but we just never imagined, I think, being moms of the same phase at the same time, like because we're 3 years apart. So we just never imagined kind of our life lining up like that, but it did. So we were both on maternity leave together.
Awesome. And
so that was like in itself the biggest, yeah. Like, oh, it was so, so great. But we do live an hour and a half away from each other. So with that, we kind of were going to our own like community, like sing-alongs and library times and stuff like that. So so the first part is we both went to our community, and I think I went to the library and Christina went to like a sing-along thing, and we both came home and we called each other, and I remember saying to her like, is this how it is? And she's like, what do you mean? And I said, well, this is my first time being a mom, and I have one son, and Christina, this was her second child, but there's a 6-year age gap between her girls. So she felt like being a mom, like all over again. So right. Anyway, I said to her, I said, is this how like the mom groups are? And she was like, well, what do you mean? I said, well,
were you under impressed?
I was, you know what it was? I was like, nobody asked me what my name was. Nobody asked me who, like, yeah. Everybody was like, oh my gosh, like, hi, Reese. Hi, Reese's mom. And I'm like, hey, yeah. That's amazing. I love being Reese's mom, but like, my name's Carolyn.
Right. Yeah.
I like French fries and my long walks on the beach. Like nobody asked me how I was. Yeah. And it was just very apparent to me that everybody just fell into that. Like, let's talk about baby's sleep and poop and their schedule, because it's so natural. Like we all can have that right. Connection, but I just felt like, well, all babies poo and all babies sleep. So like, what's there else to talk about? Like, or they don't sleep at all. So like, Let's talk about something else. And so my sister had the same feeling. And so we really just decided like, we want something more, like there has to be more here. So if we don't find it, then let's create it. So my sister and I went back to our community bulletin boards and we put our names and addresses up there and thought, you know, we had coffee and donuts. So here's our address, come to our house next Tuesday. And they did.
Wow.
You know, it kind of started as a social experiment. what's now into this like beautiful community of women who, like you said, has really turned into a sisterhood, because literally like what had like 5 moms the first day, like then the next week there was 10, then there was 20, then there was 30, then there was 40. And wow. At one point in Christina's house, we had about like almost 50 moms with their kids.
Oh my goodness.
And we were like, where's everybody going to go? And so we just in that moment realized like, okay, other moms want this too. And mm-hmm. so then we thought, okay, well, let's just like anybody, I guess, go to the internet and go on Instagram and say, you know, we're here for everybody. And yes, but kind of, that's kind of how we got started. And then for my sister and I, we also had that piece of our dad passed away very early. I had, not even three months postpartum. And then my sister, our dad passed a month before she gave birth to Quinn. So it was in those moments too, like of that postpartum fog and like the grief fog,
yes.
that I remember standing at my dad's celebration of life, and we're giving the eulogy, and we both had that like striking like feeling of, this can't be it. Like when you see someone's community in front of you, like my dad's entire community showed up that day. And I think we just realized that huge momentous power of community. And so we just thought, okay, we have to do this. And so for my dad's legacy and for us to give that legacy to our children, to say that, you know, you show up, community is what matters. So show up for the people who matter most. And we believe that the moms in our lives, and we want to have everywhere know that you matter, like moms matter, we matter, and that this community is for you. So that's kind of how we all kind of melded together. And then now we're like, flash forward, my gosh, almost almost three years. Like, I don't even know. It all blends together, but we are like, yeah, just this huge community of amazing, amazing, like you said, a sisterhood now.
Yeah. Yeah. There were some things you mentioned that I just wanted to point out because they struck me, in that y'all just went out and put your name and address out there. And we're like, y'all come over for coffee and donuts next week. That is a level of vulnerability. Yeah. And then for the moms that showed up, you know, just like, I don't know who these people are. They might murder me, or we might have coffee and donuts. You know, so I think that for both sides, for y'all to put it out there and for the moms to show up, the vulnerability involved, but then also the bravery involved, and what it created. And then I also love the piece of your dad's, of his legacy. Because yeah, when my dad passed, you look at the people that are there and the life that they lived, and it makes you start questioning your own life and where you're at and your purpose and all of those things. So I love that you shared all of that, because that just fascinates me. It really does. And bravo to all of you brave women for y'all putting the call out, and for the ones that showed up. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have created this motherhood village, which is something I feel like we really are kind of missing in today's world. Because I can remember my mom and, you know, her friends, like they were like second mothers to me. And they were just always a part of our life. And I have that now, but it took a while to build it. And maybe it did for my mom too. I've never actually asked her, but it does feel like in some ways with all the technology advancements that we have, that we're more isolated in other ways. And so I love that y'all have built this sisterhood, this motherhood village. And I think you've already spoken to that a little bit, but why do you think that it's important to have your own village or your sisterhood?
Absolutely. That's a great question. Cause just like you, my sister and I, same thing. Our mom had a baby group, and we grew up with having lots of, amazing women in our lives. And I think now, and like you said, I'm not sure if it's because of the time or of a social media or, but motherhood can actually be quite isolating, and it can feel really lonely. And I know I'll speak for myself. I won't speak for my sister, but like, For me, I am such a social person. Like growing up, everyone would, you know, if there was a party or a gathering, they would call me to be like, where are we going? Like, what's the plan? And I'm like, oh, we're just going to go out. So I'm very social, but I had that feeling of when I had my son, that really like, well, what do I do now? Like, yep. And a lot of times you can have lots of friends, but they may not be in the same phase as you. So then it's really hard to like connect with them. So for us, we just really, I think we really wanted for women to know that you don't have to be alone. And so with, I think the piece of, again, you know, my sister and I are really lucky that we live in neighborhoods and communities that are a bit smaller. So that connection of face-to-face, we are so lucky to have that, but we know for a lot of women, they don't. And so we kind of wanted to be like, well, we're sisters, but now we can be your sisters too. And we can be your best friends. And that's kind of how like the online community started, or a big piece. But again, it really comes down to, like you said, it's just, we really want women to know that they don't have to be alone.
Right.
They're not alone. You may not see someone every day, but you're not alone. There are people and women out there who are experiencing things just like you.
Yeah. And that is the advantage that we do have with technology is if you live in a place where, you know, like my neighborhood, I love my neighborhood, but it's a very elderly neighborhood. I think I am the youngest adult in the neighborhood. And like you say, I have some friends that have little kids and my kids are all teenagers. And so you do need that people that get you that are in your season. Yeah. And so the fact that there are these online communities that are available, and especially this one that y'all created, is just amazing. Okay. I want to talk for a minute about, I don't know if you call it your motto, your catchphrase, whatever it is. I adore it. Yeah. Yes. So it's coffee in one hand and confidence in the other. How and why did y'all come up with that?
Oh gosh. Well, I'm drinking coffee right now. You can see me. I'm like just chugging it back. So that's the first simple answer. We love coffee. That's just straight up. And, so even growing up, like my mom is German. So like they had strong coffee. Like we always had coffee in the house. I mean, we get sips as kids. So like, we've always just loved coffee. And it's funny, my son now like adores it. He's like chugging back. I'm like, can you stop drinking your mother's coffee? But anyways, we love coffee. And then the other piece, you know, growing up, so our dad, he was a pretty like manly man kind of guy. So everyone would be like, oh, Jim, like, you know, don't you want to have like boys? And he's like, no, he's like, I'm going to have girls. Like he always kind of knew he would have girls. I don't know how he did, but whatever. He had two girls, obviously, but he kind of always had the, like, he would always say to my sister and I, like, you got to have confidence, girls. And like, you got to make sure you get out there and like, you can do anything that boys can do. Like, he was very much that, like, I don't say like feminist, but like very much of like, get out there, girls, like you lead the way and like, you be lead dog and like that kind of thing. So we've always kind of had it rooted into us that confidence is really important. And it's that, I think for our slogan, when you have coffee in one hand and confidence in the other, I think anyone who is a mother, mom or a mother figure, like you can stand in that moment and you can feel overwhelmed and you can feel like, how am I going to get through this day? And I think for us, it's that reminder and it's that permission slip for ourselves to know that you might have chaos around you. You might have those feelings of all the feelings, but just hold that cup of coffee. You know, you take that sip and you say to yourself, like, I got this and I can do this. And it's one step at a time, one sip at a time, and forward is a pace. And I think for us, it's just that reminder that, you know what, we can do it. Even sometimes you have to fake it.
Right.
Hopefully not too much, but you know, I know for myself, it's that real permission slip. Like I remember I can walk to work. I mean, I walk there and I drop my son off. And there's times where like, I'm about 10 steps to the door and I take that final sip and I take a deep breath and I'm like, coffee in one hand, confidence in the other. And then I just enter into my day and it's just that, like, okay, that positive mindset, I can do this. So yeah,
that's awesome. Love it. Okay. Now y'all have recently published a motherhood anthology. I will tell my favorite parts in a moment because I love your book so much. But I want you to tell us about it.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited for this. Well, you have inspired us so much. Oh my gosh. With the book writing. Like, I remember getting your book and being like, okay, if she can do this, we can do it too. Okay. So our book, oh my gosh. So our book is called The Mom Babes Motherhood Anthology, and it's a collaboration and a co-author project. So it's 20 moms from our community. So we kind of just threw it out there to our mom babe community being like, hey, we want to write a book. Any of you want to join us? And these women, again, speaking from before, were brave and signed up and then, you know, essentially shared their hearts and their stories. And so we, essentially we knew we had a story. And again, it goes back to the very beginning that, you know, it's that piece of moms wanting something more and knowing that their hopes and their dreams and their desires, they matter. And if they had something on their hearts, it was worth sharing. So with COVID, before COVID, we would have like mom events. So mom's night out and women gathering together. But then with COVID, we couldn't do that. And we really missed that real connection. And so we tried to think of a way, well, how can we have that connection, but not in real like person? So we decided, well, what if we, again, take the conversations we were having at events and in person, and we put them in a book. And so we put it out there, and then we had just meetings on Zoom every week so the authors could all connect. And then they really kind of formed their own sisterhood as well, which was super special and amazing. And then we put their stories into their book. And so now the book, I know if you like, you're I'm sure gonna say it, but it's so special because I think it really is that full length mirror. Like, it's regardless of what phase you're in or where you are in your motherhood journey, like there's something in there for everyone. And there are themes of like grief and loss and, but also like triumph and bravery and humor and, that self-identity. And it's, I think that piece that you, kind of commented on too, is that, sometimes when you become a mom, you kind of lose yourself a little bit. And I think this book is that great reminder of, you know, relearning and finding yourself again. And I think all of us, even if you're not a mom, every woman I think can have a pivotal point in their life where they can connect to that piece of finding yourself again. And that's what this book really shows, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I love, like I said, there are so many things I love, and I'm not completely done with it because this is what a goober I am. I'm taking my time. I'm reading each chapter, and then I'm writing a personal thank you note to each woman that contributed to the book, because their stories are just so beautiful. There are some that I absolutely relate to, like, oh, I know exactly what that feels like, or, you know, and there's others that I don't relate to at all, but I think, thank you for sharing that with me. You know, thank you for your vulnerability, for putting that out there, for your bravery, because it helped me to see things in a different way, you know? So I'm not done with it. Once I am hopping over to Amazon and leaving y'all the best review. But I love the different stories, you know, and I also appreciate, this is something that I think is important to note about motherhood. None of us have a lot of time, right? And I mean, maybe if you're on vacation and you have time to just dedicate to reading, but on the daily, we don't really. And so I love that these are bite-sized stories that I can sit down and read one, two, or three, depending on how much time I have. I can put it away and then pull it out later. I love that about it. I love the different stories, and I love the signatures, like the Babysitters Club. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for recognizing both of those two main points. Like that was so important to us, because again, for us, like it's that ability that, again, if you were in like the diaper bag phase, like the book can fit in your diaper bag. Or if you're in the phase where like your kids are in activities and you're literally like the taxi driver going, and you have like 10 minutes before pickup, well, you could read a story. Like we were trying to get it exactly those bite-sized stories that you can still, rather than just like scrolling on Instagram, You can pull out your book and have a real connection. And I think that was really something special about it. And as well as the Babysitter's Club. Oh my gosh, that was a must. Like, we grew up with the Babysitter's Club.
Yes.
And the super specials with like the, well, you're reading like Christie's story and you're reading Claudia's story. And we were like, oh my gosh, we have to have that.
Absolutely. That alone is brilliant. I was like, man, that's awesome.
Well, thank you. It's cool because it's all the author's actual like penmanship.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's cool. The other cool thing. And I have already stalked every author. Like, I'm following them on Instagram. They're probably like, who is this crazy lady? But I just, because I'm reading their personal stories, I do feel a connection to them, even though I don't know them, you know, probably will never have the opportunity to actually meet. Maybe I will, but for now I'm stalking everyone on Instagram and loving it.
Well, we do the same. So there we go.
Right. Okay. We are quickly running out of time and I hate that. So I want to just ask you a couple of more questions. What do you think has been your greatest satisfaction with creating the Mom Babe community?
Oh, it's the community. It's the sisterhood. Yeah. Like, you can't replace it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm at a loss for words. Like, it's something that, you know, like when you, I think, you know, it sounds like that arrival, or it's like that when you've hit the jackpot and you just know that everything, what you're doing, it's not work. It's not effort, because this feels so right. Yeah. And this community, and again, people are like, oh, you should have like a million followers. Like, well, that's not what it's about. Like, we had one mom, we had one follower, and there, and she was like, I'm here for the, I'm in it. I'm here for you. And then we're like, great, we're here for you too. And that's what it's about. Awesome. It's moms knowing they have a place.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's great. I love it. So kind of along those lines, but a different subject, what has been your greatest satisfaction with motherhood?
Oh, God. that's actually a hard question. I thought I had like an answer for you, but.
It is a hard question. I don't know how I would answer it. Don't you love, I'm asking you a question that I don't know the answer to myself.
Yeah, that's smart. My biggest satisfaction is that, you know, I think I'm way stronger than I knew I thought I was.
Oh yeah. That's a great answer, Carolyn.
Yeah. I think I'm a lot braver than I ever imagined I was. And, I think the best part, the biggest piece for me is really, I think, relearning who I am. My son has taught, like, we've had a rough go, and but not a bad, you know what I mean? Like, I don't mean rough, that like we've had some things happen to us that have been difficult and hard, but that doesn't make it bad. And it just, it is what it is. And I think I wouldn't change it for anything, because we are at a place now where we wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be who I am, and we wouldn't have this community without those things happening. So, I owe a lot to my son. That's for sure. He's taught me a lot.
I agree. I love that you said I wouldn't be who I am, because I feel the same way. My kids have completely changed who I was, and I like who I am better now, and completely just changed my perspective on life, you know? So. That's a great answer.
Thank you.
Do you have any tips to help moms get through those long, difficult days of momming? Is it your slogan?
Yeah, I would say confidence in one hand, confidence the other. You know, get out there and be brave. I think whatever that looks like for you, be brave, because you never know what something else. And that's going to look like, that's going to look different for everybody. But I think deep down, everybody knows what it takes. There's something that they want, and there's something that they would like to try. And whether that's a yoga class or walking down, try the new coffee shop, like, get out there and try it. Don't wait. Your hopes, your dreams, your desires, they matter. You matter. You're worth it. So go do it. Don't wait.
Awesome. Now that was a good pep talk.
There you go. I'm happy about that.
How I'm just always interested to hear people's answers on this, because I feel like I'm horrible, me personally, at balancing. In life. And you have so much going on. You have your motherhood, you have your career, you have this mom babe community, you just finished this book. I mean, how do you balance it all? Give me your wisdom.
Oh my gosh. That's a good question. My sister would say that like, it's all phases and it's all like, there really isn't, it ebbs and flows and there really isn't, you know, a scale. It just kind of, or maybe the really balance doesn't even exist. But I think for us, we really let go of some things.
Yeah.
Like, do we, like for my sister, she lets go of the, like her house has to be perfect and tidy and like her house is clean and she obviously like feeds her children and all that stuff. Right. But like in terms of like making sure the baseboards are clean, like, eh, that's whatever. Like, yeah. And even if we're at, for me too, like I have what we call like non-negotiables and we just make sure we do those ones really well. And I feel like I'll speak for myself, my husband and I, like, we really sit down and we really think about like, what are the number one things we want to have and do and be like in terms of what we value. And then we don't mess those ones up. Like we put our energy on those ones and then the other stuff, if we get to it, great. And if we don't, that's okay too, because what we did do well, we wanted to do well. And, so it's just kind of about like, and not letting other people make you feel guilty. Oh God, like motherhood is not curated and I don't want to compare. So maybe you value having a clean house or maybe you value not having, or maybe you value having the new car or I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you do you. Yeah. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Right. I love the ebb and flow.
Yeah.
You're right. That is how, that's how life is overall for everyone. Yeah. It ebbs and flows. That's a great point. Okay. Is there anything you would like to add or speak to before we get to that last question? And I will have in the show notes where people can get your book, but if you want to speak to that for a minute, you can. I mean, anything else you want to add?
Oh my gosh. Well, I want to come to Texas. That's what another thing. Yes. I have been to Texas. My husband and I came there on our honeymoon.
Oh, did you really?
We did.
Where did y'all go?
We came to Dallas.
Fun. Dallas and, is always good.
We love barbecue. So yes. We like really wanted to come have good barbecue. So and then we loved it. We would come back. We wanted, and we went down to like Waco because I really wanted to see like the Magnolia and everything. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I remember standing in line and people were like, "Where are you from?" We're like, "Vancouver." They were like, "Pardon?"
Well, I'm on the other side of the state from Waco, but if y'all ever want to come, the whole mom babe community, y'all are all welcome at my house. My husband makes a great barbecue brisket. We'll feed you. We'll love you. It would be wonderful.
Oh my gosh. We're there. I'll tell my husband. I told him this morning, I was like, I'm speaking with Lila and they live in Texas. Do they have barbecue?
Right. Of course we do.
I was like, I'll ask her, honey. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, barbecue is serious business down here.
Oh yeah. We try and do it up here, but not the same. But sorry, but I guess for the book, you can buy our book on our website, themombabes.com, or we're going to be going on Amazon actually at the end of August. August 25th is our Amazon launch. Awesome. So that's pretty exciting for us. And we would love to have you in our community. Come join the party. So
yes, we're at the and Mom I Babes just Instagram. Want to plug in for you because I don't think people realize this. When a book is on Amazon, it's so important, you know, that especially like on launch day that people buy the book. So if any listener is thinking of buying the Mom Babe, a Motherhood Anthology, mark your calendar for August 25th, because the more sales they can get on launch day, the more visible it becomes on Amazon. You know, Amazon is so huge and it's so easy to get buried on there. The other thing that helps an author, so if anyone wants to help me out, is leaving reviews. You know, the more reviews a book has, the more visible it becomes to other people. So I just wanted to plug that in for both the Mom Babe community and mine.
Absolutely.
So last question, and thank you for your time, Carolyn. This has been wonderful. The last question is always, how do you love like a mama?
I know, single question too. I love myself as fiercely as I love them.
I love that because that's so important and it's so easy to put ourselves last. Yeah. So yes, mamas, love yourself fiercely as you love your children. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Caroline.
Oh, thank you for having us. It's been so amazing.
It has been. You have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like more, you can find my website and my blog at lilaharrisonking.com. I also have a Facebook page with Motherhood Encouragement. Just look it up under Lila Harrison King. And if Instagram is more your preference, you can find me there under the handle Love Like a Mama. Friends, be sure and share the podcast with the moms in your life. Leave me a review and continue to always love like a mama.